Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jailed this morning here in Clayton, accused of having a sexual relationship with a 12-year-old girl. The charges against a Normandy middle school teacher.
But St. Charles police need your help finding a missing teen, where he was last seen, and what clues police have found this morning.
For the next 100 years, everybody that I know over in Southern Illinois, people I grew up with, when they go to the ballpark, they'll see my name and my number out there, and that's really great.
Tributes continue to roll in for Cardinals legend Whitey Herzog. We look back at the New Athens, Illinois native, his legacy and contributions to Major League Baseball. Good morning and welcome back on this Wednesday, April 17th. You are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you all. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Halfway through the work week right now. Look at this beautiful shot here. This is from our roof camera in Maryland Heights. Angela can see it, too. She's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather day.
Yeah, I was concerned. I thought there was a big fire.
I actually walked out and thought the same thing, John. I looked up and I thought, is that a smoke plume or clouds? Those are definitely clouds, though, this morning. Very unique look to our sky. Otherwise, you can see nice and clear this morning. Storms are long gone. No weather concerns for rain or thunderstorm activity on our Wednesday. The one little hiccup we'll have out the door to the bus stop is a bit of a breeze that's going to be sticking around. So keep that in mind. It's a very mild start, though. Much of the area is in the upper 60s this morning. Couple spots in Metro St. Louis, closer to 70 degrees. Pure sunshine today. Pure sunshine both this morning and this afternoon. But it'll be breezy, especially through about 4 or 5 o'clock here on our Wednesday afternoon. So nice, quiet weather. That's going to change tomorrow. More storms are on the way. We'll give you the timeline for that active weather and the cool down behind it coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, let's get a check-in over in St. Charles County. Your slowdown on 64 heading north is starting to pick up. Here's the note, get ready for this to get even heavier. That's because between 70 and Route K, while your surveying work is starting up, that gonna last until noon today. Still from Wentzville to Weldon Spring, you're sitting around a 20-minute commute. For drivers heading over Daniel Boone, you've got no issues this morning. My concern is if you're staying on 94, heading over Veterans Memorial. Let's talk about why. Once you hit Maryland Heights Expressway, just past this, we've got an active road work zone. Still, your real slowdown will pick up on 270 heading north. This will continue moving towards the Bridgeton area. Blair, John?
A Normandy middle school teacher is behind bars this morning facing multiple sex crime charges involving a 12-year-old girl.
And the Power of Two's Chris Renier live in Clayton this morning. Chris, what are those charges he's facing?
Blair, there are several. Good morning to you, John. Good morning to you as well. We are just outside of the Justice Center here. Authorities confirming that the suspect in this case, identified as Christopher Daniels, is jailed here at this hour. The case against Daniels laid out in these court documents. He's facing 5 felony counts. Daniels is 41 years old and is from Berkeley. The crimes in this case allegedly taking place in Pagedale. The Pagedale Police Department investigating the case, authorities say that Daniels had a sexual relationship with a 12-year-old girl. Investigators tell us the crimes took place between March 1st and April 14th of this year. The court documents reveal that the victim disclosed to her mother that she was having a sexual relationship with Daniels and that she met Daniels outside of her house at least twice. The documents also say that messages from the victim's phone revealed that Daniels was texting her during the time period that the alleged crimes happened. Daniels is facing 1 count of statutory rape or attempted statutory rape, along with 4 counts of statutory sodomy or attempted statutory sodomy. He is being held on a $500,000 cash-only bond. Court documents say Daniels admitted to performing sexual acts on the victim. And our Post-Dispatch partners report that Daniels was dismissed from the Normandy School District after officials there found out about the charges against him. For now, live in Clayton, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, this teen from St. Charles County is missing this morning. Police hope someone knows where 16-year-old Charles Hughes is. He's 5'7", 260 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen leaving his high school in Wentzville at about 4 o'clock yesterday. His car was found on North 13th Street near Cass Avenue in the Carr Square neighborhood of North St. Louis. If you know anything, call 911 or St. Charles County Police.
All right, let's talk about Whitey Ball right now. Cardinal fans mourning the loss of a franchise legend, that is Whitey Herzog. He died at the age of 92, and much of Whitey's story is best told by Whitey himself. As the Power of Two's Andy Banker reports, that story took a historic turn 44 years ago when Gussie Bush, who owned Anheuser-Busch at the time and the Cardinals, hired a hometown guy to turn around the hometown team.
And I knew what he wanted. He wanted another world championship. He's 83 years old. Man, I said, I'm going to just bust my tail and see if I can get that for him.
In 1982, he and his team of Whitey Ballers did it. They won the World Series. Whitey would lead the Cardinals to two more with more stolen bases than home runs.
I don't really think that the people realize what Whitey Herzog has done for this organization.
15 long years had passed since this was a championship city. Whitey and the Cardinals were so St. Louis.
It's a city that likes the dirty uniforms. And they love the way we play ball.
They were a reflection of their manager, who played and coached in the major leagues all over the United States, yet never truly left home and never forgot what it was to be a kid who just loved playing ball in good old New Athens.
I'll tell you one thing, you guys look like ball players.
He would pop in at kids' baseball camps, entertain the grown-ups at golf tournaments.
I don't think the Cardinals are out of it yet.
And he always, always kept up with his team, the Cardinals. The birds on the bat were not just on a uniform across his heart. They were in it. He admitted the pinnacle of his career was induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown in 2010, but more so because he did it as a Cardinal, with his number retired in St. Louis.
I really feel sometimes that having my number out there on that wall with the other great Cardinals means more to me, not more than going into Cooperstown, but it really means a lot because for the next 100 years, everybody that I know over in Southern Illinois, people I grew up with, when they go to the ballpark, they'll see my name and my number out there, and that's really great.
And they'll speak of someone who accomplished great things, but was always one of us. Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Checking that out. Some good memories there. If you'd like to see more of this, we have more on the passing of Whitey Herzog, his contributions to the Cardinals and St. Louis. That's at fox2now.com.
6:06 right now on the Power of Two follow-up. We now know the names of two people who died in a domestic violence situation. It escalated into a police standoff Monday night. Police say both 55-year-old Elizabeth Coletta and 50-year-old Walter Young died. Officers went to their home on the 4200 block of Hartford on Monday night at around 9 after they got a report of gunshots. They found Coletta's body on the front porch. And that's when they say Young started shooting at police. Hours later, police found him dead inside the home. Neighbors described that whole scene.
It was scary. It was a barrage of noise. Then all of a sudden I hear just like fireworks, just like brrrr. Yeah, it's just tragic, you know. It's anytime something like that happens close by, but anywhere, you know. And I didn't know them, but it hits close when it's on your block. The response was incredible. SWAT was amazing, and no one else got hurt, so I think that's the miracle.
Well, there's still no word right now on whether Young died by suicide or if police killed him during that shootout.
Bizarre story here, a mom facing charges after her 8-year-old son was found driving a car in downtown St. Louis while mom slept in the back seat. Police say the boy was seen driving in the wrong direction of traffic. That was at South 4th and Walnut Streets in downtown St. Louis. The 8-year-old told police when they caught up with him that his mom, 28-year-old LaTanta Mays Gale, told him to take the wheel because she could no longer drive. Police say a 3-year-old was not secured in a car seat, also in there, was also in the back seat. Mays Gale faces two counts of first degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Well, St. Louis Public Schools wants input on a strategic plan they're working on. Last night at Roosevelt High School, the community got to meet with them face-to-face. Well, the district right now is trying to put together this five-year strategic plan for the future. They want to hear from the community on the different issues they're worried about. One of the biggest is transportation. The district right now is looking for a new company for the school buses. The next forum is Thursday at Metro High School.